Tonight, we will be talking with House and Senate candidates, and let's start with House District 25 and the Libertarian Harley Brown. Welcome, Mr. Brown.
Welcome. Thank you.
You're a first-time candidate?
Yes, sir, I am.
I guess the one-word question, then, is why?
Really looking at the Libertarian to bring a different philosophy to our government and give back people their rights and their liberties to run their businesses and their property the way they so choose to.
And a little bit about your experience, background, and how long you've been in Alaska.
It'd be 8 years, October 3rd, for me to live here in Alaska, sir.
Okay. And if you get to Juneau and have an opportunity to introduce a bill, which all legislators do, what's your first bill going to be?
The first bill I would want to introduce, it would be something to cut the taxes, maybe to do away with some of the heavy government spending in AGEA, things like that, to find a way. There's a couple of bills that would be interesting to work on. That would be one of them that would be a priority to work on, is getting rid of AGEA and things like that.
And we've heard so much about the ACEs, the taxes, the oil taxes that Governor Palin proposed and were adopted. What's your feeling about the tax regimen we have on the oil industry here in Alaska? Is it appropriate, or do we need to make changes?
I'm sure changes could always be somewhere to be used for the taxes. As Libertarians, we are opposed to most taxes that are out there. And for the oil companies, and maybe a grand scheme of things, is there's always an option to sell out, to purchase the PFDs, to pay everyone out and kind of be done with that. And that's one idea that I think is a big favoritism on our side.
Tell us a little bit more about how that would work.
Not knowing how much each individual would get, and there's different ways that they could go about. They could just give whoever's lived here a certain amount of time a set price, and that's it. They could break it down to how many years people have worked here. They get a certain amount more for, if they lived here 10, 20, 50 years. A couple of different ways they could go about doing it, but it's something that should maybe looked into possibly considering.
Governor Parnalla has filed many suits against the federal government on a wide variety of issues. Do you think this is an appropriate way to go? And if so, what are some of the issues that you'd be concerned about and think that perhaps we ought to be in federal court on?
I have to admit, I'm not very familiar with the lawsuits that Parnalla's got going on. This is one way that we have our democracies, that we have lawsuits to do things to, if it's the federal government, and someone needs to bring issues up and show that there's something being done wrong and he's doing it the right way, then it's proper. I'm not familiar with all the things that he has going with the federal government.
Here's a question for you as a Libertarian. We frequently on this program, when we do running, have candidates who come on here and say they're going to produce less government, a smaller government. And what do you know? They go to Juneau and whatever their intent, or the government still gets bigger anyway. What are we going to do about that from a Libertarian perspective?
You just, when things come up to allow bills or to allow more government spending, to more government organizations to open things up, you would just have to vote no on that. And you have to, of course, have a majority of people to say no. But as long as you're one voice saying no and you say it sternly, that's one thing you can do. More Libertarians would have to be in office, more people that really believe that way would have to get in there and to make that happen. But
I know one thing that Libertarians are interested in is crime and punishment. And one of the most significant criminal cases or activities that we have in our court system is drunk driving. As a legislator, what kind of response to drunk driving would you prescribe through the law? Would you like to see through the law?
As Libertarians, we generally do not believe in what they call victimless crimes. If there's no victim, there's been no crime. Of course, if you're drinking, driving, and you're excessively drunk and weaving between the lines and causing, there is a need for to be pulled over and some type of, taken to jail, things what they need to do. But I think we need lesser laws. Instead of more prisons, I believe we need less laws. But there's definitely
In 10 seconds, what one law would you strike down?
What one law would I strike down? First thing I would want to strike down is the marijuana law, I guess, drug law. Okay. That'd be the first.
Thank you very much. Mr. Brown, let's have a closing statement from you of 1 minute, please, sir.
My statement would be just that I'm here to give people the chance to run their businesses the way they want, to have their property the way they choose to have it, to build the way they want to build, to have the rights back given to them to run their families the way they want, and to have the government not tell them what they need to do to run their families and their homes and their businesses, that they should be able to do it themselves.
Okay, thank you, Harley Brown.
Thank you, sir.
Now let's turn to the Republican, Thomas Higgins. Mr. Higgins, you've been on this show before, but if I remember correctly, you were a Democrat, isn't that right?
And as a Green as well.
Okay, so tell us about your political transformation, let's call it.
I really haven't changed politically at all. What has not changed is the Democrats and the Republicans have fixed the system to keep other voices out. And the only way I could get on the ballot in November was taking on the Republican label. There's no, I have no opponent in this race and on the Republican ticket. Therefore, I'm on the November ballot already. Going through the Democratic channel, I would have to go up against an incumbent. An incumbent that has been there for 2 years and has failed our district and the state miserably. But that really doesn't cut the mustard all the
time
when it comes to...
Remind us, for those who may not know or new to Alaska or new to South Central Alaska, describe this district. Where is it? Mike Dugan's the incumbent, correct?
That is correct. It is the east side of the Spinard area. It starts in downtown at 13th, kind of between C and Minnesota, and all the way south toward Diamond.
Okay. And when you get to Juneau as a Republican, as an elected legislator, what's the first bill you're going to introduce?
Well, I would like to get rid of the AGIA. I think that was a failed policy from the beginning.
That's the gas line plan of Governor Palin's, right?
Yes, where they spent, both Republicans and Democrat alike, decided to spend $500 million to figure out how to send Alaskan jobs, Alaskan's gas, to Canada. And I'm totally against that. I want an in-state gas line to provide cheap electricity, cheap heat, to provide jobs, to provide a low overcost for every house, every business, every government office.
your judgment, how much would an in-state gas line cost?
I don't know those numbers, but I know the cost that it's costing us right now in my personal bill at home that keeps going up. I know that Alaska missed out on an $80 billion deal to help China feed its energy need. That deal went to Australia. Our legislatures and our administration in Juneau were telling us that liquid natural gas was not possible, there wasn't a market. Shortly after this AGIA passed, along comes an $80 billion deal between Australia and China.
Let's stick with Anchorage just for a minute. Every year, the mayor sends a capital projects wish list to Juneau. What would be on your capital projects list for Anchorage?
Mass transit. We need better bus systems. We need to keep them even when things are looking slim, because like all of a sudden gas prices go up, more people ride buses, but then they get frustrated because the route that they usually used to ride is gone. We need a train system from the valley into town. We have proven over and over again that you build a road, humans will bring it to gridlock. You widen it, they'll do it again. Why do we keep going down this road of building roads? I'm against that. They're very costly to maintain. They're dangerous.
Thank you. How will you vote on the two ballot measures that will be before the voters next week?
I believe I'm voting no on both at this point.
Okay. And ballot measure two is quite controversial, the parental notification bill. Tell us why you're voting no.
I feel the parent has already failed the child if the child doesn't feel that they can go to the parent when they're in trouble. And that's my main thing here, is the child needs to have accepting home in order to have that decision made. And if you can't go to your parent, I'm really not sure, if they're not comfortable going to their parents, with that question, then really should they be going to their parents with that?
Okay. I have about a minute before we get to your closing statement. For years, we've heard legislators and candidates for the legislature say what we need is a fiscal plan, but we don't have one. Fiscal plan?
Fiscal plan is increased the oil revenues in the state by going beyond, I believe it's 22.5. They were quabbling over all kinds of little bits and pieces last time, but when it came down to it, the oil company started the argument, encompassed the argument, both the high end and the low end, and everybody argued between there instead of arguing what was best for Alaska.
Okay.
And of course, the natural all Alaskan gas pipeline.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Higgins. You have 1 minute for a closing statement, sir.
Thank you. I'd like to ask for everybody's support out there, and those in my district, your vote. And I'd also like to say that we have, it takes more than one strong leader in Juneau. It's three branches down there. We need someone strong in the House, strong in the Senate, and strong in the Governor's Mansion. I believe that Mr. Samuels should stay in the Senate and continue his strong leadership there. And that's why I'm going with Bill Walker in this race, because the other candidates have already failed Alaska on the AGEA plan. And Mr. Walker is the only one that I see that hasn't been given the chance. And Mr. Samuels, sorry, but keep doing the good work and help us on the gas line.
Thank you very much, Mr. Higgins.